From where I stand, I can tell you that whatever the circumstances, the environment under which we are going through now, especially where we are going through austerity and for prosperity measures, which are painful, we want to minimize as much as toxic statements from anyone. And therefore, I believe that the law will take its course in as far as these issues are concerned.
But what about the MDC's argument that even though maybe it would have been a poor choice of word, the word overthrow, it actually came into a context of a constitutional challenge to the government, an opposition expressing, you know, their unhappiness with how the government is going at the moment, with how the president's government is going at the moment, and that they have the right to express this unhappiness with the government, and now they're being stifled.
Everybody has the right to express dissatisfaction against government and proffer any kind of ideas. But what is inappropriate is actually to instigate instability and violence and tempers. And we believe that as a nation, we are going through a very fragile period.
Well, it is a very fragile period, as you say, Mr. Minister, you know, not least because there's a great deal of anger on the latest reintroduction of the Zimbabwean dollar. I mean, the amount of confusion and anger and almost disbelief among people that we've spoken to that this was the government's decision, with not really an explanation on how this is going to fix an already very fragile economy.
But this has basically stabilized the economy from what it was.
Not according to businesses in Zimbabwe.
Well, I think the whole point is for you to understand the roadmap which we've worked from the time when we did currency reforms and from the time we introduced the US dollar and the multiple currency, where that depreciated and decapacitated the whole a process of productivity and exports within the country.
But banning it outright, Mr. Minister, banning it outright, what does that do to businesses? People are saying right now, how do you expect us to do business if you've banned trading in foreign currencies? It's impossible.
But this is a right of any sovereign nation, that it must have its own currency. In fact, it is a more organized way of accessing foreign currency so that exporters can then have access to foreign currency.
But it's not just the businesses. You also have, you know, the mass actions with the unions on your hands as well. This is a dissatisfaction across the board. Are you not listening to your people then?
In fact, this is the listening government, because what is happening at the moment is that it is going to be painful to go out of a two-decade depressed economy, which has been going negative for the past 20 years, and then you've got to get that out.
Mr. Minister, we're running out of time, but very, very shortly, do you see a situation where the government could go back on its decision and could go back to the US dollar as a currency in Zimbabwe?
We're not looking at taking decisions and then coming back, but we are looking at improving a situation for the betterment of the people of Zimbabwe.